No, there we go. And that is the perfect introduction to my next guest, who is the one, the only, Mr. David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. Good afternoon, David. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
That track we just listened to was called Seasons Changes, and which I think is just perfect because we're going to be talking about a new online course for astronomy for beginners. Tell us all about it.
That's right, yep. In fact, it's the new edition of the classes, but they've been running for decades. Thousands of people all across the country have taken them, and we designed them because some people reading Astronomy Ireland magazine want to know a bit about everything. And the idea of a magazine is there'll be a few articles in there every month that interest you. It's not like a book where you're expected to read it cover to cover, but some people do want to do that. So we designed these classes so it would teach you about everything from the sun, the moon, the planets, so everything we know about them, to the stars, galaxies, the Big Bang, but then also the practical side of astronomy. How to find your way around the sky. What is the best telescope? How do they work? Binoculars as well. So at the end of the 8 Tuesday nights, you should know a good bit about every part of the universe and how to do the hobby best. Even if you have no knowledge of science, there's no maths involved, it's not a technical course. It's like 8 2-hour talks telling you everything about the universe you wanted to know but were afraid to ask.
And I've said this to you before. I actually believe it brings out the little child in every adult when they start looking at the sky and thinking about astronomy. It's just so fascinating.
That's exactly what happened to me as an 11-year-old when I first discovered astronomy. A friend of mine had a telescope. When I saw it, I just had to have a look through it. So one of the things we actually do with the classes is we actually have a practical telescope session. We set up big telescopes and let people look through them and show them the different types. Some of them are based on lenses, some on mirrors, some of them actually are hybrids, and they use both to make them very portable. So people will actually get to look through the telescopes as well as look at them. And, you know, there'll be diagrams showing how they work and why there are these different types. They all have their own merits. You know, they were invented hundreds of years ago, in some cases, right through up to just the last century for the most modern of the hybrid telescopes. So I was just fascinated with what you could see and what was out there, because they weren't teaching it to us, all of it to us at school. I think there was one, maybe two pages in our Leaving Cert Geography class, and that was it on the universe. The most important thing that made every atom in our bodies. How could they leave us so much in the dark? Well, the idea of the classes is we'll be shedding light on every corner of the universe. So it's a great thing for the whole family. You can sign up for the classes, watch it. It's online, so you can watch it in the comfort of your own room. You don't have to do any study. You could just sit back and listen to our tutor, who, by the way, is John Campbell, a famous YouTuber. We've hired him for the purpose. He has over 50,000 followers on YouTube because he explains things so well.
And, of course, when you mentioned telescope, amateurs are looking, looking through an actual telescope and looking up. But the professionals talk about telescopes. They're nothing like that we have in our mind of a telescope.
Yeah, I was out last night looking through my own telescopes. There's actually 3 comets around that you can see, and because one of them you can just faintly see with the naked eye. It's the feature article story this month in Astronomy Ireland magazine called Comet Lemon. It'll be there. It's not closest to the sun until November the 8th. It's moving slowly away from the Earth. We're getting closer to the sun, which is what's important. And we were hoping it might, you know, have a hiccup and a little outburst and make it really obvious to the naked eye. We actually had one this time last year. There's no reason why October should be favoured for comets, but that seems to be the way the last 2 years. There's another one coming next year, and, you know, some people look through their telescopes and you'll get a decent telescope for €100 up, decent pair of binoculars for 20, 30 quid. It's not an expensive hobby. And then there are some people that don't want to look through telescopes at all. They're what we call armchair astronomers. Every month we have a page of what's the latest the Hubble Space Telescope has seen. Another page, what's the latest the James Webb Space Telescope has seen. And these are telescopes bigger than your house and extremely powerful. They're based on the same basic principles of how light works and is bent by curved mirrors and curved glass that'll be explained in the classes, but just on a grander scale, costing billions of euros to the maybe 100 that you or I might spend.
But you've also got radio telescopes, haven't you?
Yeah, and we cover things like that, the entire electromagnetic spectrum, as it's called. So, you know, we see the seven colours of the rainbow, and the bees and ants and other insects can see into the infrared and the ultraviolet a little bit, but then we've been able to build detectors that can go into the microwaves, the radio waves, the very long radio waves, kind of things we're talking, transmitting on here now, on near FM. And at the other end of the spectrum, then we've been able to go into not just ultraviolet, but X-rays and even gamma-ray telescopes. If all that sounds exotic, why would they want to do that? Well, the classes will explain that in simple terms, better than I can on the phone, because it's a visual course. So once you've got diagrams and charts, you can show actual pictures that are reconstructed using these special telescopes and explain why. For instance, gamma rays have very high energy, so only really exotic things are going to produce them. Radio waves are produced by cold gas out in space. What's this cold gas doing out in space? Well, the answer is it ultimately led to the formation of the sun, the Earth, all the planets going around the sun, and you and I. So it sort of is important.
It is, and you know, you can go so deep into these things. Well, what was there before then, before the Big Bang? And you can do your head in with all that.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's enough to be looking up and looking out there and seeing what's out there. There's enough out there to keep you looking for a lifetime.
Yeah, human beings are curious individuals, and you know, this is the ultimate curiosity. Where did we all come from? I mean, we will look at the Big Bang, and at that stage, you end up at the cutting edge of science, trying to figure out exactly what happened. I remember when I was a kid, we had no idea how old the universe was. It was somewhere between 10 and 20 billion years, depending who you ask. Now we know it's 13.8, not 13.7, 13.8 billion years old. And we'll explain how we know that. If you like detective stories, you'll love astronomy, because you've got to figure it all out from the clues that are left 13.8 billion years after this event happened. And there are some great tricks and techniques that the astronomical detectives have used. So if you're a thinking person, you're wondering about astronomy, where are we at in terms of our understanding of the universe, you know, astronomy for beginners, we call it, is for you. And if you're not already a member of Astronomy On, don't worry about that. When you sign up for the course, we make you a member. You'll get the magazine every month, and as new discoveries are made a month, you'll continue, you know, get your knowledge topped up. And then there are all those incredible photographs that we love to fill the magazine with. It's you know, you can be interested in astronomy from the maths and the science, yes, but even just the aesthetic beauty of some of the images that come back from space. I personally think they're better than a lot of works of modern art that I've seen, for instance.
And you have to people should also know that some of the Irish astronomers and scientists in the universities are at the very cutting edge of these things. They were involved with the James Webb, wasn't part of the photography for that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, Astronomy On magazine, I mean, we cover all the international stories, but we love the Irish angle. So when it's an eclipse or this comet, we want to publish the Irish pictures. So, you know, we share what people are seeing around this country, including our social media. There's about 100,000 people involved in Astronomy Ireland. It's the world's most popular astronomy society. And Ireland's been batting way above its weight on astronomy since the very beginning. Newgrange is probably the oldest astronomically aligned building in the world. Over 5,000 years ago, our ancient ancestors were monitoring the path of the sun. They've drawn stars as well as the sun and the moon on their stone monuments. So we know they were curious. They were watching the skies. They used it, first of all, to produce a calendar that was very important to the early farmers, knowing when's the best time to plant your crops for any bad winters that were coming. So it's in the blood. Astronomy On is the world's most popular astronomy society, and we set it up for all 8 million people on this island. We won't be happy till everyone has joined, everybody's done Astronomy for Beginners evening class, and the whole country knows everything the human race knows about the universe. Irish researchers, yep, they worked on James Webb. We are members of the European Space Agency, so we have a share in it, and the Hubble Space Telescope, and the astronomers working in various universities and research institutions around the country are at the leading, cutting edge of world-class astronomers, and we often get them to give talks as a monthly online talk in Astronomy Ireland as well, so people should check it all out at our website, astronomy.ie. You can follow us free on the social media. You can join to get the magazine, the emails, and everything else we do for €1 a week, because most of the work is done by volunteers. It costs less than half the price of buying the British magazines or the American magazines that don't tailor specifically to what to see in Irish skies. Anyway, we think we've got the best magazine, certainly the best price.
Indeed. And now, before I let you go, just let people know, if they want to sign up for the beginner's course, where can they do that?
It's very simple. It's astronomy.ie, Astronomy On's website. And, you know, the first class was Tuesday. But don't worry, they're recorded, so you can still watch that. And they're repeated at the end of January. So you can actually repeat the class free of charge if you sign up for it now. So you can sign up any time up to the last class this year is on December 16th. Watch the recordings of what you missed. And if you want to resit it again, free of charge, that's no problem. You can actually do the class twice. But the main thing we want to do is get people learning more about astronomy. So astronomy.ie, your one stop if you've got any fascination with what's going on in the universe and you want to be a part somehow of the world's most popular astronomy society. And do join. Do tell your friends and family. That's why we set Astronomy Ireland up. That's what all the volunteers are working for every day of the year. So astronomy.ie.
David, thank you so much for coming on. All the best. Take care.
My pleasure.
All the best.